is of equal or greater value. Winners are liable for any taxes, tips, or other miscellaneous charges associated with the prize. All contestants must have a valid ID and social security number. Our judges' decisions are final and reserve the right to end any contest at any time for any reason without notice. In the event that a contestant is found to be ineligible for a prize, said prize will not be awarded. And if you win, we reserve the right to use your likeness or voice on the radio or online, and any winners must wait 30 days to win again. Get a complete list of rules and more information on any contest on ESPN Radio at ESPNCU.com. Those are the rules, and good luck from ESPN 93.5.
Goodyear.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
They're getting ready to count votes by hand across Florida. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Republican folks are concerned that their seats are further away and they can't see them.
Already tested.
Well, that's in the Broward County Elections Office this morning, getting ready to go over about 58,000 ballots in question. 54,000 more will be examined than 64 other counties, and an undisclosed number in two more.
In those key races that were decided by less than a quarter of a percent. That includes the U.S. Senate race between Republican Governor Rick Scott, who is leading incumbent Senator Bill Nelson, by 13,000 votes. However, in the governor's race between Republican Ron DeSantis and Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum, it is over. The recount revealing DeSantis still leads pretty much as he did from the original count.
That's Fox's Phil Keating. It's up to 63 people dead in that Northern California wildfire that's burned down 9,500 homes. The number of people unaccounted for spiked up to 631.
Officials are hoping people will check the missing persons list and mark themselves safe so they can get a more accurate count of who really is missing. The sheriff says many people who've been displaced may not know other people are looking for them.
Fox's Claudia Cowan in Paradise. Three others died in a wildfire in Southern California. President Trump will meet with victims tomorrow. Amid the attempt to get North Korea to denuclearize, it's tested a new weapon, but that's not the only news out of that country. Fox's Simon Owen monitoring live from London.
Dave, North Korea sending conflicting signals, first announcing that it has successfully tested what it calls a newly developed high-tech tactical weapon and offering no specifics. But within hours of that announcement, there was also news about an American prisoner. North Korea saying it's decided to release a man who it detained a month ago for entering the country illegally. The North Korean government saying the man told investigators that he'd been manipulated by the CIA. Dave.
This is Fox News.
It's the holiday sales event at Ford. It's a big deal, and we're busy making preparations to get you the best deals of the year. Because unlike Santa's presents, ours don't just magically appear. At Ford, ours are built in real factories, where pickup trucks come with best-in-class towing and payload, where SUVs are built with available features like terrain management and driver assist technologies, and where every bolt, stitch, and line of code is tested, and tested again. But you don't have to write Santa a letter to get these presents. Naughty or nice, just come see your Ford dealer during our holiday sales event for our best offers of the year. Ford, built for the holidays. Built Ford proud.
Best-in-class towing and payload when properly configured. Class of light-duty pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
The Florida Senate race isn't the only one still unresolved a week and a half after the elections. A runoff looms in Mississippi. And in the House, six races haven't been called yet. But in California, it's now been certified that another Republican was unseated. Katie Porter defeated incumbent GOP Congresswoman Mimi Walters. In the end, Democrats may have 234 House seats in their new majority. Nancy Pelosi hopes to lead the Congress as Speaker again.
House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi says she has overwhelming support from her colleagues to become Speaker of the House in the next Congress.
I intend to win the speakership with Democratic votes.
But more than a dozen House Democrats, incumbents, and members-elect say they won't support Pelosi's Speaker bid and are looking for an alternative candidate. Pelosi's response?
Say to everybody, come on in, the water's warm.
Pelosi is expected to win a majority of Democrats in a vote after Thanksgiving, but with a narrow Democratic majority next year, Pelosi won't have much margin for error to secure the 218 votes required to become Speaker in a vote of the full House. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
It's the day after a storm caused nightmare traffic from parts of the South to the Northeast. People stuck in cars for 8 hours or more, kids in buses till after midnight, some had to sleep at school.
At least 7 storm-related traffic deaths have been reported in states including Mississippi, Arkansas, Ohio, and Indiana. In New York City, the first snowstorm of the season broke an 80-year record and dumped as much as 6 inches of snow.
I think this is crazy that we have snow already before Thanksgiving.
First snow of the year. It looks great.
And commutes that would normally have taken minutes took hours in some places. St. Louis got 8 inches, Philadelphia got more than 5, and part of North Carolina's Blue Ridge Parkway had to be closed due to icy conditions.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers, and there's still hundreds more flight cancellations this morning to and from airports in the Northeast. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Hey, good morning, Friday. For expert window replacement and repair for windshields and windows in your car, truck, or van, American Eagle Auto Glass does the job right the first time. Go visit Wade Adams. 706 Bloomington Road in Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. An assistant superintendent in the Urbana School District is accused of trying to record at least some part of a closed session of a board meeting. Samuel Bindum is being charged. He is accused of eavesdropping. WCIA says he allegedly did the recording with a pen he bought off a website called Spy Guy. A school district employee found an email order confirmation on a school computer for the voice-activated recorder pen. School board members apparently heard about the email and searched the room before the meeting, and they found the same recorder pen described in the email. Quick note for Monday, FNS, in conjunction with the Champaign Fire Department, will conduct a spill containment exercise. That's coming up on Monday the 19th from 7 a.m. until noon. This year's mock scenario will take place on the north end of Abbott Power Plant on South Oak Street, and then the simulated spill will travel through storm sewers toward the Boneyard Creek. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
There's a lot of glass on your car, and sometimes stuff happens. You might need a new window on the driver's side, or your windshield has been cracked and is getting worse, or maybe you're driving down the road and something hits your windshield, causing it to chip. American Eagle Auto Glass in Champaign and Danville can help. They're local, they're reasonably priced, and they don't treat you like a number. You're their customer. American Eagle Auto Glass is certified by the Auto Glass Safety Council, ensuring they do it the right way and the safe way. Visit them at AmericanEagleAutoGlass.com. Here's your weather, brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent, with two locations, Village at the Crossing, that's in Champaign, on Cunningham at Kerr in Urbana, 367 Rose, or BlossomBasket.com. Make sure you get your centerpiece for Thanksgiving this next Thursday.
That's right.
Wow.
High 38, expected cloudy and breezy today. 28 our low tonight, freezing fog. Clouds expected, mostly cloudy for tomorrow forecast with a high 39. A chance of precipitation at 30%. Saturday night, same. Then it bumps up to a 40% chance of maybe some snow showers with a low 29 Saturday night. Coming into Sunday, we could see some snow showers. Otherwise, partly cloudy on Sunday, the high 36, low 20. Right now, the temperature's at 26 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, good Friday morning. I am Stevie J. That is Diane Ducey. Here we go into the weekend. Okay, so I'm not a doctor, but I could prescribe you with something called a chill pill. Folks, it's winter.
Yeah.
It came a little early.
It did.
The guys didn't get out an hour in time, okay? So the plows may have been a little bit late.
Right.
People around the country are blowing up because they were inconvenienced.
Exactly.
Guys, look at California. Put it in perspective. There are 63 dead and 600 missing as of this morning. This is a catastrophe. So maybe it puts in a perspective that you were late to work. Come on, man.
Right.
Everybody, it's okay. I mean, I'm hearing the end of that Fox News. I'm going, man, what's our problem? No. I was in line. I can't believe these guys. What do they do with their tax dollars?
It's true.
Man, oh, man, we are so spoiled. Listen, I understand we pay people to do stuff. The thing went too far south, Mississippi, Louisiana. They don't know how to do that down
right
there. St. Louis shut down after 8 inches. In my day, I get it.
But it's different. It's okay. Everything's fine. I don't know what this official snow tally was, but maybe the folks were a little slow on out there. I don't know.
Right.
But it's okay. It's okay. We're going to be fine.
We're going to be fine.
We should not, what do they say? Don't sweat the small stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I would regard inconvenience and, you know, certainly it's more dangerous if it's not cleared up, but look how sophisticated we are in the system. To have guys all night spraying salt so you can drive 50 to work when you should drive 35.
That's right.
Come on, man. Everybody, it's okay. Okay, Illinois football tomorrow, 2:30 kickoff. I can't remember being at a game with snow at Grange Grove. A little different.
It is.
Just wear your boots or something. I'll be layered up.
And who knows? A lot of this might melt today. I mean, we got a high 38.
Yeah, okay. It might get some melting a little bit. But in any event, that's tomorrow, 2:30 kick. It's going to be a little lighter crowd. There's no way around. It's cold. It's late. We're, you know, if you win, you theoretically have a chance at a bowl still. I don't think Iowa's world beaters. I think we can compete with Iowa.
It's Good Works Day in case people want to bring some canned goods in for Eastern Illinois Food Bank. And the bell ringing campaign begins for the Salvation Army, and they'll be right outside Memorial Stadium.
Awesome. Okay, all good. Boy, canned food, though. It's a shame it can't be like potato chips.
Well, and you can
carry more of
like
them.
The packets of tuna these days.
That's easy.
So.
Okay. So something that is going to last a while.
Uh-huh.
All right, that's for tomorrow. It is, what is it called again? It's called
Good Works Day.
Good Works Day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Miss Illinois will be announced somewhere in first or early second quarter.
Excellent.
Down there. We'll be there.
Such a nice job visiting with the Women's Business Council yesterday at City View.
Grace was there. Janet was there as well. And we got some good questions, she said.
Yes.
She said, you ask a really, really good question.
Right. And she answered it really well. I feel like we are in a tough spot with our culture and our young people. I mean, the fashion is to have this plunging neckline and the dancing style with the kids loving all the hip hop music these days. You know, their dancing techniques are horrible. They're X-rated to me.
Whose fault is that?
Is it the culture's fault and do the kids?
Well, who creates the culture?
Right.
I mean, it's you get what you tolerate,
exactly.
Somebody once said. Yeah, who's coming up with Johnny at the bottom of the hour. But, when you're talking about plunging necklines and things, and certainly there have been, you know, styles and fads, there's no doubt that is the style, but
mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean you participate.
Right. And that's kind of what she was saying. It all is based on your inner character, and what message do you want to put out there?
Yeah.
So, but the kids don't think about that. They just think about being cool.
The kids think about fitting in. The
mm-hmm.
kids think about peer pressure. The
mm-hmm.
kids think about, I'm on the outside looking in, and I got nowhere to go.
Mm-hmm.
The kids get on social media, and they have this powerful tool in their hand that nobody's ever had their age in the history of mankind, and we've given it to them. So they are given this incredible responsibility of humiliating a friend when a cat call in the hallway now won't do. You now must humiliate them worldwide in some mean girls tactic.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, it's an entirely new world when it comes to raising kids. But that's why parents have to be, you know.
Right on it.
Well,
you have to be connected.
But there's a line of helicoptering and.
It's true.
Helicoptering over 5 miles away. You got to be there, but you can't be too crazy.
Uh-huh.
But you got to be there.
Right.
And you got to know everything and then and figure it out with everybody and be close. If you're not close, I don't know how else you do it.
And if you can find a way to watch their phones so you can, you know, randomly look at what they're doing.
Well, and
make sure they're not sending any risque pictures.
Well, boy. You just want to push my buttons.
That's
all you're doing.
I'm sorry. Hey, speaking of kind of eavesdropping, that was an interesting scenario in the news with the little spy pen that was purchased at a school board meeting, no doubt.
Yep, it's an Urbana school district administrator who allegedly intended to secretly record a closed session of the school board. He has been criminally charged. He bought a spy pen. Samuel Bydum, who's 35, alleges that the assistant superintendent of learning and instruction used a device disguised as a pen. I'm sorry, I don't want to laugh, but my first reaction is, what the heck was going on in the meeting that needed to be recorded?
Right.
I mean, come on.
It's a school board meeting,
it's a closed session, but what the heck's being said? First of all, you can't do that without permission, so why would it ever be admissible?
Right.
And so first of all, the FBI needs to call him to get him in part of there. That's what he's doing. He's kind of a spy. You need good people.
I've never heard of an eavesdropping charge.
I never heard of a need. I mean, it's like, okay, first of all, just push play and record on your iPhone and put it in your pocket. Same thing. You don't need a spy pin, do you? I'm sorry. I didn't know you could go to spy sites and buy spy pins.
Sounds kind of cool,
It does, actually. I kind of want one. I want that.
We can bring it to the TVJ Broadcasting staff meeting.
I don't. Exactly. No, I don't know. What was going on there? Because I don't think the content, even in a closed session, because there's enough people that, you know, if somebody says something ridiculous, it's going to get out anyway.
Right.
Well, apparently you needed proof. Okay. Designing the gift to a charity is easy. Determining that strategy. You might need Busey Wealth Management to sit with you and kind of work this out, because they'll tell you, certainly you can give and it's wonderful, but if you're giving and it's a, you know, charitable organization, you can deduct that. Busey Managed Health Wealth Management, you can enjoy peace of mind knowing your intentions will be honored. You take advantage of the current tax laws. You can put your trust in the expertise of Busey Wealth Management, 90-plus years of experience advising individuals, businesses, and foundations. Their professionals provide a balance between meeting your desires and maximizing the benefits for the charities you wish to assist. They'll be happy to meet with you, no cost or obligation. You can call 800-67-BUSEY or go to busey.com or stop by and say, hey, I need help on figuring out charitable giving before the end of the year, and can somebody sit with me? They'll be happy to meet. Investment products and services not FDIC insured, may lose value, no bank guarantee. ESPN 93.5 with the quick sports headlines. Coming up next, it's Friday.
I'm thankful for many things. I'm Habib Habib, and this was your Motivational Minute. More at HabibHabib.com.
HabibHabib.com. You can lift up your day by going to that website. Let's check your sports headlines.
Parkland Volleyball has made it into the semifinals. They're taking on Johnson County, Kansas. NJCAA National Championship Series continues. Illinois Volleyball keeps winning. They've got Rutgers tomorrow. Illinois and Iowa, 2:30 kickoff tomorrow. Right now, Iowa's on top. The line says what? 17?
15.
15?
16, whatever.
Okay.
Whatever. Minnesota was 10, so we smoked them. Let's go.
Very good.
I'm ready.
NFL action had Seattle over Green Bay. Game decided within the last 5 minutes. 27-24 was the final. Blackhawks and LA Kings tonight. Blues and Vegas going at it. National League MVP, the Brewers' Christian Yelich, and we had some Boston Mookie Betts.
Yep.
And that's essentially sports. I know Gonzaga beat Texas A&M 94-71, and that's who we've got next on Monday at 10:30 p.m.
10:30 at night.
From Hawaii.
Let's go.
Mm-hmm. Go Illini.
I put a request in to see if they'll move it to 7:30 Central Time.
Okay.
We didn't hear back because it's too late for me.
So,
but I don't think it's going to happen.
It could be that it's, what, 4:30 in Hawaii?
I don't care. I just want it for me.
Okay.
Let's check your weather for the weekend.
Well, we've got clouds today. A little breezy. High 38 down to 28. I feel like melting could be happening, which would be good for that Illini game tomorrow. High 39 expected on Saturday. Some clouds. Then a precipitation chance of 30%. Low 29 on Saturday night. 40% chance of snow showers overnight. On Sunday, we have a high 36, low 20 expected. Currently 26, a little overcast. ESPN 93.5.
Your Fox Business Minute brought to you by Rob Meyer at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Rob at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
A few texts coming in about the IHSA playoff games. So I know.
Monticello.
And Gibson DCMS. City,
yep. Mm-hmm. Go, teams.
Exactly.
I'm rooting for those Sages. Come on. Come on, Sages. 720 in Champaign-Urbana, ESPN 93.5.
From the Fox Business Network, futures are pointing to a weaker open on Wall Street after chipmaker NVIDIA reported a disappointing summer quarter. Tesla is planning to make 7,000 Model 3 cars a week by the end of November. Electrek says the goal is outlined in an internal email from CEO Elon Musk. And Tesla is cutting prices on its residential solar systems by as much as 25%. Reuters says Tesla is hoping to boost sales. Sears Holdings has received the okay to sell its best performing stores. It's a plan to keep the company from liquidating. It must find a lead bidder by the middle of December. If there is more than one qualifying buyer, there will be an auction in mid-January. The Dow added 208 yesterday, the NASDAQ was up 122, and the S&P was up 28. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
This might be a tad biased, but here, if I were a publisher, my headline would be, Miss Illinois Grace Mangiatorian announced during fourth timeout of Illinois game, period. Illinois-Iowa will also play football. That's how I do it.
Okay.
That's just me. Ladies and gentlemen, he is Sports Information Director Kent Brown, University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, but that's some really good marketing right there.
There you go.
Thank you very much. I expect the crowd to be full.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely packed house. Okay. I got us right there. Watched Northwestern in Iowa last week, just a scout. And I think that Northwestern, by the way, looks a whole lot different than I expected. They look like a pretty good football team. Iowa, I think, you know, we can totally compete, I think. I think we can compete with this team. I don't think they can stop my run. And I think on a cold, blustery day tomorrow at Memorial Stadium, I think we have as good a chance to beat them as we did in Minnesota. Thank you very much. I'm here all weekend.
Okay.
Well, I hope so, Steve. You know, one of the things that you're right. I mean, our running game certainly should play a factor in tomorrow. And, you know, one thing that we have to do, and Lovey's talked about this for pretty much the entire season, is figure out, stop the long plays that teams are getting against us. And it shouldn't be happening. And he knows that. And he said it. I mean, he said it publicly. You know, these are plays that we are set up not to allow to happen, yet they continue to happen. And so, several of these games last week in Nebraska, even the win against Minnesota, they had two really long plays at the end of the game and a couple long plays before that. So there's some long plays that are happening against us that shouldn't happen, and so we got to figure out how to stop that, and hopefully we can kind of get that turned around and gives ourselves a chance tomorrow.
This has been peaks and valleys, man. This whole season has been. I mean, we win tomorrow. We're thinking bowl possibility here.
Yeah, and, you know, there's probably a couple different ways to get there if we were to win one more game. And, you know, if there aren't enough teams that win at least six games to fill the 78 slots, then they start looking at teams with the highest APR, which is the academic performance rate. And we are one of the top teams in the country with our APR, and so we would probably be on that short list of teams remaining. So, There's a couple ways to get there. The best way is just win two games and wait for that Sunday afternoon to figure out where we're going to go.
But we've got
a lot of work ahead of us.
But it's just that you're in a position. It feels like, you know, at moments of the season, it was just, oh my gosh, everything's collapsing, and all of a sudden we're on the cusp of a fifth win, and we had two last. This is better than it's felt at times during the year. It's just been a little bit different, but I think we can compete tomorrow. Tell me the schedule of what's happening. It's a 2:30 kickoff. What do we got leading up?
Man, we have all kinds of things going on tomorrow around Memorial Stadium. So it's a good works day, and so with that, the parking lots open at 7 o'clock, and there's really no changes to the parking, even with the snow. Right now, the parking lots are going to remain as they are, and they'll have to make some adjustments if needed during the day, but parking lots open at 7. The Illini Walks at 12:30. Grange Grove will be open all day. We've got a band starts there after the Illini Walk goes through called Zorilla. But we've also got the Eastern Illinois Food Bank is hosting a food. We're hosting a food drive for the Eastern Illinois Food Bank, and we're going to have collection boxes in the tailgate lots. We've got Kirby Avenue and in Grange Grove. So if people want to bring dry goods or canned goods, non-perishable food items, certainly you can take those. Salvation Army is going to be ringing bells to start off their Sounds of the Season campaign. And so for 90 minutes before the game, kettle ringers will be on the east and west side. So that's a nice start for them. And one really kind of a cool thing, there was a fourth grade classroom from the Learn Charter School up in Chicago who contacted us back in the early part of the school year, saying that they had adopted the University of Illinois as their university for the year, and they were going to study Illinois and to learn more about it. And so some folks in our department reached out to them, went and visited them, and actually we invited everybody in that fourth grade class and their parents to come down for the weekend. And so they're arriving today, and we'll put them up in some of the dorm rooms this weekend because we've got the students are all out.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to do tours around campus. They're going to be able to chance to go to the game tomorrow. And so experience the University of Illinois campus and, atmosphere, for a fourth grade class in the city of Chicago that probably wouldn't get a chance to do that.
That's lovely. That's wonderful.
That's kind of a cool thing.
That is a really cool thing. Well, okay. Let's get them. Kent, let's strap it up. Let's go. Going to have a wonderful day tomorrow. I'm feeling good. I generally do on Fridays, but I think we're going to do it. I really do. So go home, Hawkeyes.
So.
Come on.
Well, Illinois volleyball,
senior
go
day.
Rutgers.
Yeah, you know, Steve, it's also senior day tomorrow. We've got 9 seniors, not very many on this team. You know,
yeah.
We're still one of the
young
teams
right,
in the country.
Right.
And so we're going to, introduce those 9 seniors before the game because, you know, during the game, the major introduction, of course, is.
Yeah, of course. Grace Catcher Train, Miss Illinois 20.
Yeah, Miss Illinois, right.
18. Okay, so volleyball too. I mean, we got a great volleyball team, man. This is awesome.
They are really playing good. Last Saturday night was one of the best volleyball matches I've ever seen, and the atmosphere at Huff was unbelievable.
Yeah.
It was so much fun.
Awesome.
They're on the road this weekend, but finish up at home next weekend, and then we'll get into the NCAA tournament, and hopefully it looks like we'll probably host at least the first and second rounds in a couple of weeks, and I hope fans and volleyball fans in the area get a chance to come watch them play. They are really a fun group and really playing at a very high level.
Kent Brown, you're the man. We appreciate you, buddy.
Go Illini.
All right. Hey, one last thing. Yeah. You know, everybody's got to get a nap in next week because Monday, Tuesday, you know, Monday night especially because of the Maui invite, that men's basketball game starts at 10:30 Central Time.
Man.
So, Stevie, you need to get a nap in during the day before that game starts.
I put a request in to the tournament to put it at 7:30 Central. I'm waiting back, so I don't know. Just hoping.
I hope. Let's get that job done tomorrow. It could be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It'd be a great way to send these guys out, and they've gone through a lot, 3 head coaches and a lot of changes during their time here, and I'd love to see them go out on a winning note.
Fabulous. All right, buddy, thanks for your time.
All right. Have a great weekend.
You too. Kent Brown, Sports Information Director, University of Illinois.
Go Illini.
Okay.
We could send you to the game tomorrow.
We do have tickets.
So you want to do that?
Yeah, it's a little tight here.
Okay.
After Mike and Johnny. Mike Ditka and Brother Johnny, ladies and gentlemen, coming up next, 7:30.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. There's a list of 631 people considered missing in the wildfire in Northern California asked to please check in if they're okay. The remains of 63 have been found in burned cars and homes. At least 9,500 homes are gone, including Virginia Lazama's in Paradise, California.
Considering I'm an old lady, I'm hoping to go back.
Besides human remains, crews are out looking for downed live power lines and gas leaks. Drivers were stranded for hours in the first big snowstorm of the season.
People from Missouri to Alabama and all the way up to New England hit with the blast, which impacted schools, roadways, especially during evening commutes.
The roads are really bad.
As soon as you hit an exit, it was just like there were just like tractor trailers stopped everywhere.
And flights with hundreds canceled and thousands more delayed.
Fox's Lauren Blanchard. This is Fox News.
Local news brought to you by Logic, a smarter way to work and play. Your everyday community at 1807 South Neal Street in Champaign. They're called Logic. Child care, restaurant and fitness, workplace. Yeah, check this out. Visit LODGIC.org.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A 50-year-old former Champaign police officer who allegedly offered to pay a prostitute to have sex with him has been criminally charged. Joe Ketchum has been charged with soliciting a sex act and is set to be arraigned November 29th. He retired in August after the allegations came to light. improvements are coming to a wing of the Parkland College campus. The News Gazette says Parkland College President Thomas Ramage on Wednesday announced the $323,000 grant from the state of Illinois. It includes a $126,000 local match from unused 2008 bond money. It is emergency repair funding. Right now, the space is being used by the Highway Construction Program and the Theater Program, which uses it for prop storage. Ramage says the building is not very usable right now, and there need to be major updates to the HVAC and plumbing. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Logic, an all-new kind of everyday community that makes sense for you. Drop in for the kids to have a safe childcare option to learn and play. As you stay focused nearby in the building with workspace and meeting areas to get the job done, you'll have the flexibility you need to thrive and prosper and keep your energy up with wholesome food options or get in a good workout in their fitness rooms, all under one roof. Logic, an inspiring community for work, play, food, and fun. 1807 South Neal, corner of Neal and St. Mary. Online at LODGIC.com.
Now let's check your weather forecast. ESPN 93.5. Check with CMI Chemical Maintenance, Inc. You want to clean stuff? Their janitorial supply, locally owned and operated, Betsy and Brad Parks. They've got something that you'll want to use in the office, even at home. Why not? It's an electrostatic checkmate system that'll kill the flu bug. And it's like a backpack, so you look like a Ghostbuster.
Nice.
359-6262 or go to cmiclean.com.
High 38 expected, 28 our low tonight. The chance of snow at 30% on tomorrow's forecast, but late in the afternoon. High 39, low 29. Up to 36 on Sunday. 30% chance of showers coming into the day, or snow showers, I should say. Clear by Sunday night. Back to work Monday with sunshine and a high 37. So clearly above the freezing point, and maybe some melting will be going on. Right now the temperature is at 26. Sunny, ESPN 93.5.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, coming up, Mike Ditka and Brother Johnny. Woohoo! Well, on Fridays, we are blessed to have wisdom emanate out of the radio on ESPN 93.5. Coach Mike Ditka, icon, Hall of Famer from Naples, Florida this morning. Coach, how are you?
Everything's good. Everything's good.
Brother Johnny in New Orleans, did you guys get, like, snow, or what did you get?
No, it's cold. It's cold for here. I mean, you know, 40. But, yeah, it's nice, and it's sunny, and no big complaints.
Coach,
it's been raining a lot.
I was in Chicago, Coach, Wednesday night, and took Nathaniel, and I said, Nathaniel, where do you want to go? And he said, my favorite restaurant's Ditka's. I said, well, let's go. So we went over and had the pot roast nachos. And the pork chop, he had pork chop. I never had the burger and the hand-cut fries. Man, the beef is good.
Yeah, it is. They do a good job. Yeah, they do a very good.
And pot roast nachos, I'm just sitting there. I'm going, this is embarrassing how quickly I'm eating this. It was so good. It's the best restaurant.
Yeah, true. It's embarrassing. It is embarrassing.
Right. Every time I'm eating.
Watch your hands.
Yes, I was out there. Watch your hands, everybody. He's now eating. Okay, Coach, you're not helping with the Florida recount, are you? What a mess.
It's a joke. It really is. It's a joke. It's, well, you know, it's politics, and it's, I'm not saying it's clean politics, but it's kind of embarrassing. You know, I don't know if it was done by the other side. It'd be, but, you know, it is what it is. And hopefully they get it worked out and they find out. The world's going to go on anyway. The state's going to go on no matter what happens.
Yeah, well, and you know something, Mike, I don't know whether I remember it ever having been done by the other side, and it keeps happening on the Democrat side. But, you know, like you say, what are you going to do? And, yeah, it's part of the process, Stevie, and it's frustrating because it seems like there's some goings on.
Well, I think the new governor, which will be Ron DeSantis, there's not going to be a hand recount for the governors because it's over a quarter of a percent. He'll have to replace the voting apparatus in Broward and Palm Beach County, I think, for 2020, which is part of the concern. I'm sure they're going to do that. And then they're going to do a hand recount. But think of the scene. You got to go through 8 million votes, one at a time, with lawyers and people from both parties watching every vote. What?
Yeah, it's nuts. I don't think they have to do all the votes. I don't think they have a system of hand counting them, but I don't think it's all 8 minutes.
I think they're going to count the contested ones, but Senator Nelson has asked all votes in Palm Beach County because of the problems with the overheating machines. Machines overheat? How come I never hear about stuff like this till now?
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, but they come up with some stuff. I'll tell you. They do.
They forgot to pay their toll. That's all.
That's
they have to pay money toll box. That's all.
Okay, devastating news in California. The count is like 63 and just goes up every hour. Dead people, 600 missing. If you look at the thing, it looks like the apocalypse. I mean, it's horrific images from California. And, Johnny, it just, you say prayers. I don't know what else to do with this. It's just so sad.
And the wind keeps coming, and those guys are trying to cut the fire off, but you can imagine, and it just went crazy. I don't know how you come up with a way to prevent that, Coach. It's just dry.
Well, when you hear about it, John, you think, well, you know, they could put planes in, they could drop the chemicals and the stuff on. But I guess this was just incredible. And the winds prevented them from doing anything. And, it's a shame. And not only the loss of life, the loss of property, so many people have to start over again. This is probably one of the biggest tragedies in our lifetime.
Right, and it's still going, Stevie.
I know. It's so sad. Yeah. We get, Johnny, when we try and think out of the box on real bad problems, tough problems. You know, what about injecting every single timber with succulent juice, okay? So it's not really going to flow up like this. I mean, it's so dry, so just inject all the trees. It'll cost $1 billion, but it's better than what's happening now. Come on.
Well, it's something. Or maybe you could have drones monitoring where you catch it earlier, but the area is just massive. It's a huge amount of area and a whole lot of trees.
Fire can fly when the winds are 70 miles an hour. I mean, man.
Wow.
Oh, it's devastating. Yeah. It's just horrible to see what's happened out there. Okay, interesting goings on in the Democratic Party on the Democratic side in the House of Representatives. Nancy Pelosi, there is actually, we heard of the Never Trumpers. There's a Never Nancy group. What? What's going on, Johnny? They never break apart. They're like Velcro.
Well, there's a lot that ran on Never Nancy, a lot of the younger ones that haven't been involved in the stick together thing. I got a feeling she'll probably get in anyway, but, it's going to be interesting to watch and, maybe it'll be a little different, but, Nancy was talking a good game too, Coach. She was pretty moderate sounding and I think she might have gotten a little bit more mellow and remember the Dreamers kind of got on her, Steve. They kind of mobbed her and she tried to talk to them. She got a little of her own medicine. She might have come around and maybe they'll spend $1 trillion on our roads and bridges, which we could use. But I bet she somehow gets in there. I don't know.
Well, I hope so. I hope it just gets so, it's so annoying. It doesn't seem like there's any way that they can agree on anything anymore. And that's really bothersome. And it shouldn't be about that. It shouldn't be about the party. It's about the country, about what's right, what's best for everybody. It's not just that's the only thing that bothers me.
Well, and what does it say about the Democratic Party if Nancy Pelosi's not left enough? Wow.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing they got to fight is what do they want? I mean, if they all go after Trump for 2 years, I think that's going to really hurt them. And, Mike, you've said it a lot, and you're 100% right. You just feel like it's party first, and anything else is second. And everybody's about had it with that. So,
be nice to actually get something done. They did a bipartisan thing with military yesterday, and it was like the president said, "Did I say the word bipartisan?" And everybody laughed. Okay, Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, ESPN 93.5. Coach, it's really fun watching the New Orleans Saints play football. They play Philadelphia in the Dome this weekend. They're really, really good and seems to be getting better. And they signed, what's the guy's name? Marshall? They signed?
Yeah, Brandon Marshall.
Brandon Marshall, who's 6'5". He's 34 years old, but they're hoping that helps a little bit with the injuries they've had. But, Mike, what's been your impression of the Saints?
They're the best team in football. the best team I've seen. The quarterback, Breeze, is playing fantastic football. They run the ball. They play good defense. I mean, this is a well-coached football team. I mean, the coach has done a great job. The organization's done a great job of putting these people in place. And these people just didn't happen to be there. They designed this and they made it happen, and they really got a good football team. And they're going to be hard. You know, they can't get ahead of themselves, but it's going to be tough to beat them.
I'll tell you, and I don't waste a lot of time trying to talk about who was the best at anything of all time, but I will say no one's ever played quarterback better than Drew Brees the last 68
games. I agree with you. I mean, he's, you know, and Johnny's so accurate on the deep ball. It's amazing. Mm. You know, it just throws it so accurately.
Well, and how
22 of 25, Brady, of course, they lost. He was 21 of 43.
Wow.
And that's not even terrible, but it's amazing when Brees will throw 90% completion.
No, it's stunning. It is amazing how he can put that thing on a literal dime.
Probably the three misses were drops.
It is amazing. And Mike, how critical and important is it to have home field, which is kind of what you're thinking now for the Saints, is to run the table? Because, man, it'd be hard to beat New Orleans in the dome.
I think it's really important. I really do. You want to play, you know, you play the whole season with the idea of getting in the playoffs, and you want to play in front of your fans. You want to have the home base on your side. And, I mean, not that you can't go on the road and win that. And Saints can go on the road and win, too. There's no question about it. They're very good. But it's nice to kind of, that's kind of the reward you want to give your fans is to play in the playoffs at home.
And so look at those Chicago Bears. They're pretty darn good, Coach.
The Bears are very good, guys. The Bears are going to win that division. Then it depends, you know, what happens after that with the injuries and everything. But Mitch Trubisky is, he may not be Drew Brees yet, but he's moving in the right direction. And you look at what the Bears are doing, and they run the football. They play very good defense, guys. And they're just kind of the same as the Saints, really. In that sense, they probably not called high scoring
attempts. I'll tell you the thing I was, and I think Sean's calling the plays as coach as well as he ever had. But I got to tell you, I was watching the game against Cincinnati, and we have this play where Drew Brees flies over the top, holding the ball out, and of course, you know, all 11 guys are trying to just fly through their air and stop him and jump. And we were on the 1 yard line, and we got an easy touchdown doing that. But it was 38-7, Coach. I don't do that with Brees.
They're sending a message, and the message is, hey, you get ready to play if you're going to come in here and play us. I think it's good for football. I think what Saints are doing, what they've done down there, that organization, they're playing great football. They really are. And, I mean, it's more than Drew, but, he's the main part of it because he's got an offense to keep going. But they run the ball well. Their defense plays good. The special teams match up with people. I mean, it's a good football team.
Well, it'll be fun to watch these matchups. You're going to have the Bears. I think they host Sunday night against Minnesota, and that's a big game. And Saints Phillies right before that at 3:25. So it'll be a couple of great football games late on Sunday. Coach, we're in baseball's off season, and back in the day when George Halas signed you to Chicago Bears as the number one draft pick of that year, you signed for a $6,000 bonus and $12,000 salary. Manny Machado and Bryce Harper, two baseball players that are both 26 and quite good at baseball, look to be signing between $300 and $400 million deals is what they're speculating over a course of 10 years. Is that crazy or is that crazy?
Well, you know, what it is, it's not crazy. Here's the thing. Yeah, it's crazy to us because it's kind of like monopoly money. When you look at what the game, what the owners will make, what the game brings in cash, they deserve to make it. If they are the stars, if they're the headliners, if they're the people who people want to go see, but again, you know, football, baseball, you know, it's not a one-man thing. It's a team. You know, in football especially, I mean, the quarterback can't be effective on not a receiver or an offensive line to protect them. No, so they depend on other people. Baseball is more individual. But if you want to talk about an individual sport where you're there by yourself, it's golf.
Believe me,
you're by yourself.
Well, and I've always thought that if those guys can talk to anybody into giving them that kind of money, more power to them.
If that's what the market is, Coach, if you played today in your prime, you'd be a huge deal. You'd make over $100 million.
I make $13,000 a year. Well, you know what?
Well,
you know, it's all part of the times. And then, you know, you don't have regrets about that. I mean, I'm happy to see these players be able to make the kind of money they're making. I think it's fantastic. First of all, you got no guarantees you're even going to get 5 years in the league, you know, with your debt. You know, and then if you get an injury, it could be a permanent thing. I'm happy for them. I mean, it's a lot of money. But when you can pay that kind of money, guys, that means you're making a lot of money.
That's true. And Johnny, I wish the NFL particularly, and I know, Mike, you've been very active, Gridiron Greats, and I know they've given some money. I wish they'd give more because some of the former NFL guys still are in dire need of medical.
Well, you know, they got programs in place, and, you know, the Gridiron Greats just tried to help some people, but there's a lot of them out there. And, a lot of the guys, falling on hard times, there's no question about it. A lot of guys cause their own problems, there's no question about that, too. But, it would be nice to see them help some of these guys, but that's up to them.
You know, Steve, I was thinking about watching some of these coaches, which are great coaches. They know football around the league. It's amazing. But I don't see any Mike Ditkas out there. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, Coach, I'm telling you, when it comes to personality and wanting to watch the game, you've got some great coaches, but you know what I'm saying, Steve?
No, I know what you're saying. As far as a guy that would draw ratings, Mike Ditka did that. There's no doubt about it. When 89 was out there, you wanted to watch you.
You can only do it your way. I mean, and I'm not saying my way was right, but that's the only way I could have done it. I mean, people say, well, you could have been, I could have been a lot of things, but you can only be what you are. And when I got that job, I told Coach Ellis, I'm going to bring a championship here. And, we did. It was great to see. He never saw it happen because he passed away in 83, I believe, and we won it in 85. But, when you can put a team together and be a part of an organization where everybody's, they were all focused. I mean, we everybody talks about our offense and our defense. Don't worry about that. And we were focused on one thing, that was winning.
Mm.
And everybody did.
Well, it was a stunning time, and I think Coach Hallis knew what was happening, didn't he? I mean, you talked to him in his hospital bed. He knew the program was moving up, and I think he felt it was going to happen.
Yeah, he did. And, you know, what he wanted to talk about were the young players we had. You know, we drafted a Singletary or we drafted this and that. He wouldn't know about that.
I didn't warn you about this, but I got to tell you, and of course you invented the tight end position, so you're in the Hall of Fame as a tight end. But, yeah, I mean, you ought to be in the Hall of Fame as a coach. I don't think there's any question about it. And I think you will be someday, and I think it'll be well-deserved. But just what you've done for the whole game and really, the whole world of sports. So it's always great talking to you on these Fridays.
We love chatting, Coach, and you are iconic and fun, and people ask me about you all the time. And I said, there's not a pretentious bone in his body, and he's as kind as can be to people, and it's a joy, and people love you here. I know that.
Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
We'll call you in a week, Coach. Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, Mike Ditka. We appreciate both of you.
Thank you. God bless you guys.
God bless you. Mike Ditka and Brother Johnny on Fridays. Such a great guy. But you walk into his restaurant and it's just, I mean, there's stuff on the walls and there's just this aura that is he here?
That's right.
And he's in Florida this time of year. So when we were there Wednesday, I just casually said, just in case, I said, Coach is in Naples, right? He says, yeah. I said, okay. Just making sure.
Very good.
Because you don't want to miss that either.
Uh-huh.
All right, we have football tickets. I got four.
Yes, we do.
All right, four Illinois-Iowa football tickets, 2:30 tomorrow afternoon. The big headline is my daughter will be introduced as Miss Illinois.
There you go.
Fourth time out. And they'll play football, too.
Right.
Tim Mitchell, who I love from the News Gazette.
He's awesome.
Tim Mitchell at the News Gazette. Years ago, when Joel Grey, the great entertainer, was at the Assembly Hall, and the late, great Bill Melberg and I were the opening act.
Okay.
So Tim wrote, and I think it was in the County Star, the Assembly Hall will be packed with Stevie J fans as they open. Joel Grey will also appear. he wrote it just like that, and I said, that is classic.
Okay, so that's what you're hoping for Miss Illinois.
Yeah, that's right. All right, if you want to win these tickets, four of them, 359-2255, text in the letter I. Make it easy. And
exactly.
What number you want, Diane?
Let's go 25.
25th. Say, isn't that Deion Thomas's number?
There you
Mondays,
go.
9 to 10 with Jeremy Warner.
Uh-huh.
359-2255, 25th, text in. You win. Rooting for you. We appreciate you. Otherwise, you go to Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com, drivechampagne.com. Say hey to Ben Quattrone and his award-winning staff. Yes, award-winning staff. They are Honda President's Award winner, putting them in the top 10% of dealers recognized for excellence in the United States of America. That's amazing. What do you want pre-owned? You want a brand-new Honda? You want a brand-new BMW? They are there to serve you, and you're going to like working with them. Craig on the Honda side, Kenny owner on BMW, Ben Quattrone, the wonderful service department. They get it right the first time. Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com, drivechampagne.com. And as you get ready for Thanksgiving, you might want to go to Value Check. If you're looking to save money at a grocery store with fresh fruits and vegetables, with in-store help, and someone who bags your groceries, I invite you to visit Value Check, where cost-plus food creates more savings. Value Check, where quality and price meet you in the middle. Did I say you'll save money? You'll save money. Fantastic specials every single week. If you want to save money on your groceries, visit Value Check today. They're at 1914 Glen Park Drive in Champaign. Okay. We have Bryce. Is that you, Bryce?
Yeah.
You win!
Holy cow.
Bryce.
Never won anything.
What? You've never won it? You can't say that anymore, Bryce Hydeson Fisher, home of the bunnies, home of, what's the name of that restaurant?
What's your favorite restaurant?
Buzzards.
Wild Hare, okay.
No, Buzzards.
Okay.
That's where you had that prime rib that covered the plate. Bryce,
oh, yeah, that thing's huge.
It's huge. They sold it, didn't they? I think he sold Buzzards.
Yeah, somebody bought it.
All right. Well, as long as I got the prime rib bigger on my plate, I'm good. Bryce, you win four tickets to see Miss Illinois be introduced around first or second quarter. And, oh, by the way, Illinois plays Iowa.
Yes.
So,
awesome.
Yeah. Okay, listen, you enjoy these seats, and thank you for listening, Bryce.
All righty. Thank you.
My pleasure. Bryce from Fisher.
We're over at the Pines in Urbana near Meyer.
Okay. Curtis Orchard pies. Yes,
exactly.
Pies.
Apple, cherry,
yeah.
Peach, pumpkin, pecan, black cobbler. You can get them frozen if you want the house to smell like you just baked a pie.
So you can pretend,
because
you put it,
tell.
Right, I understand. That's not a bad strategy.
And
so I can go buy it today and hold it because it's frozen.
Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
Good.
And you can go to CurtisOrchard.com/bakery and order. And of course they take credit cards, apple fritters and apple crisp donuts. Those are wonderful to start your Thanksgiving. I mean, you might as well worry about all the other stuff that goes along with Thanksgiving and just leave the desserts up to Curtis.